Всем участникам подумайте над вопросами. Карлу, а пока предоставляю слово Луцу Бауру, который не понаслышке знает, как расходовать капитал в российском страховом сегменте. На примере сделки, которую Цюрих совершил по приобретению российской страховой компании NASA, с точки зрения стратегического инвестора и его руководителя, осветим тему настоящего будущего российского страхового рынка, пожалуйста.
Yeah, thank you for giving me time to speak to you today. And I think it's your first time here in Moscow, and in Russian, I have to speak in English to you. I prefer to do it in Russian, but I was happy to understand just what they gave that, but I'm not able to speak like that. But today it's my pleasure, and try to do that in a couple of minutes, to give you some statements why we are, as a foreign investor, it's interesting for us to be in the Russian market. And secondly, what we see, what has changed in the last, in the meantime, 15 months, since summer 2008, and we have been all shocked by these global developments. And I believe there have been some changes. If you'd like to go to my first slide, please. It's very easy. You will see here a format which is saying is about the Russian market itself. And I tried to compare it in some simple and some highlights as a attractiveness in constraints in opportunities we see for insurance in the Russian market now, and also the insurance threats. My next and second and final slide will be about the changes which has happened through the crisis in the awareness from a foreign investor here in Russia. And please consider all my statements here in front of the background of foreign investor today sitting somewhere in Western Europe or sitting in the US always will have to make a choice within the BRICS. There was a very sound statement done by Karl Bauer saying, yes, the equity, these Western European American companies have to go there, but the business will be in future, and this will be for sure mainly in the BRICS. However, all of these BRIC will compete to each other, and I believe this is one of the very strong underlying rationales where Russia is today being weighted and being assessed against differently to 2007 and 2008. So, but what's about macro attractiveness? The first is, you may say there's always a lot about conversation about politics in Russia. I believe most investors simply appreciate one. And this is very similar to what the Russian population does. It's about stability. It's about political stability, allows policy to make the changes which are needed. I believe, and the predictability of some policies is quite positively assessed. And I think it's already as a post-crisis development or in-crisis development, again, a tendency for more open markets. So, which is seen positive. On the midterm, as an attractive, is again, can only refer to what all Karl Bauer said already, is about this will be one of the largest retail markets in Europe. We see a positive economic growth in the long term, and we see also still decent terms for investment for foreign insurance, but again, it's balanced again, particular against China and Brazil. On the macro constraints, on the negative side, very short term, this is simple again already. Russia has done not as good as China did, has not done as India did, and has not done quite often out of focus as Latin America, in particular Brazil, which have also shown outstanding resistance and stability within the crisis. And we are seeing a downturn like 6-7% GDP expected for this year, gives a different picture. And we saw a lot of public intervention, state intervention to the economy, and sometimes from the outside point of view, we believe all what has launched has not always hit ground. So, fostering, supporting economy was decided on high level, but was not reaching really business. On the midterm, we see as a burden the ongoing high administration. Administration being resistant to change, being the change program not really helping to developing the economy. Frankly, yes, there's also some still ongoing some big concerns on corruption, which are always linked to administration, making processes slow and expensive. And even, yes, for a Western European company, or simple, it's forbidden to follow on. And the other one is still this big stretch you see here between the big enterprises who have here and feeling something we call middle-class enterprises, medium term. They have been seen very resilient in helping all other markets in crisis to develop faster, or simply to be more resilient in this crisis, not being hit so strongly by the failure of some large companies. I believe this will help also the development of a middle class in Russia in midterm. On the insurance opportunities, we see clearly currently something like a flight to quality. And if I say flight to quality, for sure, I mean something like Western branding, but this is not good enough. There's a lot of strong brands in Russia as well, and we see clear tendency to this differentiation by customers. They segment now what is a strong brand, frankly speaking, what is properly capitalized, and so on. But there's clearly a tendency to support brands which have a stronger underlying quality. This can be local or can be foreign. On the midterm, we see for sure, very sure, short underpenetration, new products will help to develop the markets. We see huge margin reserves. Give you a simple one indication, mature insurance operation is run today, and talk about P&C, on a expense ratio without commission, 6 to 7%, I would consider as a benchmark. Everybody, if you know where we are in Russia, this is a margin reserve, helping to develop the business and to develop profits. And we hope, as an opportunity, the ease of administration in future, signature rules. Ease of signature rules would be very nice in shaping all our processes. On the insurance threat, I think we saw, in particular in 2009, really irrational pricing. We saw cash flow underwriting, simple to support lack of capital or to create some cash, but not really profitable, not really profits. We saw a strong increase in fraud, frankly speaking, again, quite often linked to corruption. And what we're really missing, particularly on the motor business, would be nice to have something like a central customer claims recording, because in a customer-centered database, you know, the claims history of people has shown to be very practical and very supportive in all other markets to get a proper pricing for the sector. I'm not just talking about Zurich, I'm not talking about the foreign investor. I believe it would be healthy for the motor market in Russia. On the midterm, I cannot see why we need OSAGO regulation. I read about something, the conversations today. They have been asked for more regulation. I believe there could be less. Why not a company should ask for the prices they believe are the right prices? This is true for OSAGO as well. And as a threat, we see also unpredictability of regulatory and legal changes. This will ongoing the threat of foreign investor sees here in Russia. Yeah, and go to my last and second and last slide. There are three, four messages. And always is about pre-crisis and is about on how it is now in or hopefully at the end of the crisis. The first two statements go more to the market, and the third and fourth statements say something about the M&A activities as a foreign investor here in Russia. I believe pre-crisis first, there was clearly a focus on growth. The future was so bright. Russia will grow through the roof. Annual growth rates 25%, maybe 30%, bad year 20%. That was the prediction forever, and said, I will be profitable, when I will be profitable in 5 years, it's good enough, I will harvest and earn through the nose. Crisis has learned us a different message, and I believe there's a change. Order now, first comes profitability, and secondly comes growth. The second is, goes back, I think, strength and quality of a brand was already important before, but is even more important now. I said already something about that. Come to the third statement here, the entire evaluation of assets has significantly changed. So as a buyer a couple of years ago, I know exactly what I'm talking about. So there have been assessments more or less on security-based and GWP expectations for the future. There was regularly a price indication between, how we know it better, but I would say between 1.6 and 2.4. That was the normal, and it's already wide, I would say it was roughly around 2 at the very top. And this has significantly changed. Carl already mentioned, now it's about profitability, it's about earnings power, which became significantly more important. And this means the asset prices have to go down, otherwise there will be no M&A activity ongoing in Russia. And already my final statement, and it's already a bit of a summary, is there was a must a couple of years. Any company want to participate in emerging, fast-growing markets had to be in Russia. It was a must. Today, these are may, these are can, because Russia is now really competing, and that a bit more from an underdog position against China, India, and Brazil for new investments. Final statement, Zurich believes in the Russian market, and we had to stay here, a bit in contradiction to a statement I found in press last Friday.
Спасибо большое, Лукс. Я бы хотел от имени своего и некоторых других участников конференции задать следующий вопрос. Цюрих, The Defense, как и 2-3 других международных крупных страховщика, Альянс, Акса, Юрика, сделали уже вход достаточно активный на российский рынок до кризиса. Интересно узнать ваше мнение, кто из этих страховщиков будет наиболее успешно развиваться в России и что этим страховщикам для этого нужно сделать. Постараться дать объективный ответ, хотя вы представляете одну из этих компаний.
First, I will not tell any opinion about our competitors, neither foreign nor local. But only one statement. I believe today, and knowing how shareholdership looks like in Russia, frankly speaking, two of the companies you mentioned are not really in Russia. There's a difference to have a majority or minority shareholdership, and who is managing really the business. I believe so make a difference. So I see as a in the P&C market more or less only Allianz in Zurich today, and I would say see here quite different steps of development. So Allianz is now in here for longer, 1990 somewhere, more than 10 years, and Zurich is now for 2 or 3 years. So I would not make a guess, but I'm honoring saying Allianz is longer here, but that it should be even more and better performance in Zurich today.
Спасибо.